Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a special edition of Wake Up 9/11. I'm your host, James Easton. Today's date is the 8th of July, 2015. It's Wednesday. There's been a New York Stock Exchange shutdown. It started at 11 o'clock, and it's probably going to go all day long. It's caused some serious problems with China and the European Union stock exchanges. My friend John Doerr is going to explain just a moment. Hi, John. How's it going?
Okay, James. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. This seems like a pretty massive distraction, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, you go
things
ahead.
Things ain't looking good.
Yeah?
Well, basically, in a nutshell, the international banksters offered Greece. First of all, Greece was bailed out for I forget how many billions of dollars. supposedly, the money was supposed to go to you know reignite the economy and help the people, but the private banks in Greece basically took all the money.
Okay.
So it didn't help. It didn't help anything. So
right.
And now they offered the international Rothschild banksters offered Greece a deal to bail them out again. Basically, a huge loan with interest, and Greece, the people of Greece, basically voted it down and said no to them. Which is basically a default on their debt. So, because they're not accepting the deal from the bankers. In other words, that would
pay
that
back
would
the
clear,
loan that they were first given.
Right, that would clear their debt and bring everything back up to level ground. basically, they told them to go take a shit in their hat, which is
again.
Right, is an awesome thing, but so now, starting last night, you know, China's obviously on the other side of the world. So when their day's trading opened, China's market fell roughly, I don't know the exact numbers, but around 3,000 points as soon as it opened because of this Greece kebacle. Or whatever you'd like to call it, because people are losing faith in the world market, and because countries are starting to default on their debts, which is a huge turn of events globally, because like you said, people aren't getting fooled anymore, and they're not going for the bankers' you know Ponzi schemes. Which is just more debt. It isn't a solution. It's just you know, it's another trap into debt slavery, and like
oh, yeah.
So to repeat, you know, Greece told them forget it, and so now the world markets are reacting to that.
Right, because everything in the world market it's all Rothschild banking, so it's like all interconnected.
Right, exactly, absolutely.
When there was the big crash in the States, the bank bailouts, the car bailouts.
Yeah, it ripples around the world.
Yeah, everybody was messed up by that.
Right, because it's a giant Ponzi scheme all the way around the world.
Yeah, well, this is a good sign. I mean, people are saying no, we don't want this, but. The repercussions are going to be. We're going to be in
the
trouble.
World economy is going to collapse. You know, undoubtedly sooner or later. And
yeah,
so, just to continue.
Okay.
So at 11:30 a.m. Eastern time here in the United States, the New York Stock Exchange went down mysteriously stopped all trading. And they're claiming that it's a technical glitch. But it's kind
There's
of coincidental.
Computer.
Right, but it's kind of coincidental that, you know, and also the EU market is also, China started and the EU market, you know, then follows in time zone, you know, succession. So the EU started crashing as well, the EU stock market. And then it started coming across into New York. And when it did, you know, the New York Exchange opens roughly around 9 a.m. And within by 11:30 a.m., all trading had been halted.
So
which I believe
like...
is a way to try to stem the tide, in other words, and to offset the crash that's going to happen.
Right.
And my view and thinking is people are just preparing for it. So in other words, it's just a pause on the inevitability of the world market crashing or coming close to crashing. If not, you know, now, sooner or later, you know, this is what these defaults in Greece and stuff are going to lead to, because everybody is losing confidence in the world markets. And in the bank is as a whole.
Well, yeah. It's funny how, you know, rewinding to the start of this, with the creation of the Federal Reserve and the Federal Reserve fiat currency system that was applied to every major country in the world.
Right.
And basically it's all... These Rothschild assholes have all the real wealth.
Right.
And we have, you know, like these IOU pieces of paper.
Right, it's all
with
debt.
With the fucking New World Order symbol on it.
Right,
so,
it's all fake debt.
We're going to be burning our money to warm our houses.
Right.
Well, it's also illegal, and I know it's illegal in Canada, but in the United States most likely as well. Aside from tokens at a carnival park or something, but to establish your own currency. And at this stage, I would say now is time to do it. Time to do it. No matter if it's against the law, have something that's backed, and try to avoid gold and silver and platinum and all that. And, there's other things that have tangible wealth that you can
growable seeds, labor, barter and trade.
Barter and trade.
You don't really even need money with those things. So those things basically eliminate cash altogether.
Right.
And people can still operate. Is, you know,
just
the point I was trying to make.
Yeah, it's sketchy at the start, right? Like, what do we do now kind of thing. But there is a realistic, tangible, real thing we can do. Don't be scared. Have a little faith in something new that comes out of this. But what we need to understand is that this was probably expected and planned.
Absolutely.
And, these bastards put Greece in that scenario, so this is the outcome. And
they weren't planning on them to default on their credit and or the bailout. Either way, the actual the no vote by the people of Greece could be orchestrated too.
Right.
To cause the world economy to crash. So they could just blame it all on Greece, you know, and the ripple effect, causing, a run on the banks and everybody, selling their stock.
Right.
To
this
get
is
out
what
of
I
the
call
market.
A major distraction. Major,
right.
major distraction.
Absolutely.
And it's a cover story. It's the cover story to something far more sinister that's going to happen.
Well, you got,
underneath.
You know, Jade Helm a few days away.
Yeah.
You know,
you got,
things like that.
stupid bitch there, whore, Hillary Clinton, shouting stupid things like inciting war with China.
Right.
You got this whole prospect of war with Russia and China, hegemony. So you got the world's in a rough state of affairs, but it's all orchestrated. And,
absolutely. It's all a manipulation.
Like, either they have a, just imagine a tree, okay? The tree, at the end of each branch is an option. And let's just say every option on this tree, save for a few, are a win for them. So they know whatever course of action is taken, they have a plan. They're very organized.
Absolutely.
And, but we have to be as organized as well, but on a on an organic level, between people.
You have to
talking.
Get back to nature.
Well, hey, you know, that could be very well what's coming.
I hope it is, honestly, because we'd all be better,
actually.
A lot better off.
Yeah, for sure, man.
I'd rather just grow my own food.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway.
I know. It's hard work, but, you know, you learn to love life instead of loving material shit. And, all this crap that our society is made up of, like politics, sports, religion, fashion, all this crap. It's all garbage.
Right.
Where's the real life? Where's the real living?
Right. Exactly.
So, but before we get there,
no.
I'm saying that there's definitely this is surface stuff what we're dealing with right now. There is, like you said, Jade Helm. That's not looking good at all. We know about GeoInt.
Yes.
GeoInt is a artificial intelligence that can act as a commanding officer.
Right.
And it doesn't have remorse, and it will not renege on orders, and it will do exactly as it's instructed. And and if it's told to carry out mass murder, it will.
Mm-hmm.
It's very efficient. It knows how to react. It thinks on its own. And, you know, stupid recruited, enlisted proxy army Mexicans will have no problem killing you and your family. So, we're at that stage. And to think that this Barack Obama guy got off scot-free, you know, I'm so
shocked.
Well,
that was the plan all along. That's why he's put in now.
And he got away with it. And
absolutely.
You know, I would like to think that the power that the American people have is greater than what's being applied to them.
Right.
It's a question of organization.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to tooth and nail, I mean, everybody that's a man, that's a woman, that's strong enough to fight, it's time to get ready to fight. And that's, you know, just be ready. Don't start fighting. Be ready to fight.
Right.
Anyway, what do you guys
think? Be ready to survive also.
Yeah.
Because
books.
Right. This could be the tip of the iceberg that they already have planned, which is to implode the world market, the world economy, to, you know, in other words, in their writings, they exclaim that they're going to bring, you know, massive chaos and bring the world to its knees.
Right.
And what better way than, you know, to take their materialistic fiat money away from them, the people of the world.
Right.
You know, to bring absolute chaos, in, you know, globally.
I was just reading that Albert Pike World War III thing. It's not stuck in my head, but I can pull it up if you want.
Yeah.
And
so it basically that's what it's out. What's outlined there is you know, the world being brought into absolute chaos until they're begging for one world government, one world currency.
That's
just
the deal.
To stop
like,
all the madness, which is, you know,
yeah,
orchestrated,
you want
artificial madness.
Become our slave.
Right.
You got it, bud. You got it on the nail. It's Jesus Christ.
So, and it all depends if it goes for them or not. It all depends on how the people of the world react to it. If they put up their hand, you know, basically the people of the world can go one of two ways. You know, they can accept it and do what they believe they'll do, which is, you know, beg for mercy and beg for the elite's solutions, which are, you know, one world government, all this stuff, one world currency, where, you know, it's eternal, you know, debt slavery and oppression with no way out of it once that happens. Or the other way is to stand up to these people and say, you know, enough finally. And
right.
Everyone in the world turns their backs on them.
Mm-hmm.
And
let me remind
by
you,
doing that,
that
leaves them absolutely powerless.
Mm-hmm.
And their whole Ponzi scheme just crumbles. And everybody
yeah,
walks away from it.
They're masters
and
of deception, artful at lying and murder and cheating and everything. And
right.
I have to remind you that if it comes to this, if they say, lick my foot, lick my boot, and worship
yeah.
Lucifer, then you're
mm-hmm.
then you're our slave. But you won't be an abject slave. You'll have material things. But the rest of us are living in the forest, eating fucking mushrooms and grass.
Berries.
People will be tempted to make that switch. And the
yep.
problem with that is, it's like you're selling your soul to the devil. And
right. Which people have been doing all along.
There's a big problem with that. Not consciously. Not entirely
right.
consciously. All the rap artists, all the Hollywood motherfuckers, all the bankers, everybody who's
well, even
in
the regular people
thing.
That work regular jobs and pay, you know, unconstitutional
not,
taxes and all that shit. You know, they've been going
not
along
good
with
folk,
it.
Not people who say they're Christian and go to church. Don't have to go to church. But if you believe in God and you believe in Christ and you believe in the Creator and you believe in the Great Spirit and you believe in Buddha, you believe in whatever, that's good. And not
yeah.
Lucifer, which is bad,
right.
which represents everything evil and wrong in the world.
Negative.
Then awful. And there's no bounds to evil.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these people, you can't trust them as far as you can throw them. And,
right.
I mean, we've all seen, you know, the evil characters in movies.
No.
They're hideous. They're insidious.
Right.
So it's sort of like Star Wars in a way, you know. The Empire
mm-hmm.
has all the fucking cool toys, and the rebels are just a small group, but they get shit done, man.
Right.
It their heart's in it, where
mm-hmm.
these bad guys have no heart.
Absolutely
or
not.
Soul.
Right.
So,
or empathy for the common man.
I think they lack a like specific.
Genetic, right, in their genetics.
Human spiritual traits, and maybe even in their genes. But
right.
the thing is, if you see a kid go, well, I'm going to join Lucifer, you kick that kid's ass. You teach him a fucking lesson. There will be the defectors, and there will be people that, want the cushy life. It's sort of like... I'm trying to think of an example in books and stuff where, the kid goes and kisses their ass and ends up getting it real bad, you know, like
right.
thinks he's going to have it good, gets it real bad.
Right.
I can't think of, one, but I don't want to mention it. yeah. Well, it's if you go to the side of good, don't worry, people will take care of you. It just... The material shit, like all the stuff
mm-hmm.
that people have, TVs, motorbikes, cars, houses, everything, it doesn't
mm-hmm.
matter. It's a fake construct. It's not real world.
Right.
It's nice. It's fun, but so is nature and so is living life.
Right.
Being a real human being.
And all those things
anyway.
You think you own, you don't. They own it. You're just a renter.
It'll be gone. It'll be up in smoke. It'll be up in smoke in no time.
Right.
So this mm-hmm. this seems like it, eh? Like
it could be the beginning of it, or you know, it's just too coincidental that you know the Chinese and the European markets start falling. You know, basically like Led Zeppelin's, and then the New York Stock Exchange just goes offline.
Yeah.
You know, it's too coincidental.
Oh, we'll just turn off the
and
tap.
It's right, and you know. It's they know what's coming, and I think if anything, they're just trying to pause it long enough so they can get positioned.
Yeah.
You know, for themselves. You know.
Yeah.
It's just like a little buffer time for everybody to, you know, batten down their hatches, who was in the know, you know, to make the position themselves correctly. And then you
Maybe
know they put everything
for...
back online and they let everything just fall.
Right. Maybe this can account for all the deaths of those bankers in the last weeks.
Of course.
Yeah. You know, seems like one every other day.
Right.
And
there's a couple hundred in the last couple of years.
You can see, you know, everything happens for a reason, right?
Absolutely.
So this is by design. I mean,
right.
The banksters did this.
Right.
Just look at countries like, I don't know if it's Norway or Sweden. I always get them mixed up, but
mm-hmm.
they kicked out the bank. They jailed the bankers.
Iceland, yeah, Iceland.
Iceland, yeah. They're going to be the only ones on earth that have like a decent fucking situation. I heard Hungary kicked out the Rothschilds.
Yeah, they just did recently too. Yeah.
Well, there you
and
go.
And Iceland,
that's maybe what you got to do.
Iceland's economy bounced back literally overnight once they you know put an end to the Rothschild bank. Death grip on their country and their economy and their money.
Right.
They're bouncing back better than anybody else in the EU. So there you go. And that's that knowledge and that information is spreading like wildfire across the earth. And the banksters are losing control. They are losing their death grip because people are looking at them and going, you know, you're a bunch of pieces of fucking shit, and you know you're robbing everybody and through debt and you know incredible amounts of interest and all this shit, and who the fuck needs you anymore? You're killing everybody. They're sucking everybody dry.
That's,
and people need to wake up to
this. It's worse than that. I read a quote from one of the Rothschild mothers that said, if it wasn't for our boys, you people wouldn't have countries or something stupid like you wouldn't have to go to war or something like that. These people don't care who they step on. If it's like 1,000 people, 50,000 people, 1,000,000 people, they will step on them. They don't care. They have no remorse. They have no compassion. They're fucking evil. They're
the thing is,
you know,
their systems are so entrenched that they could never turn back anyway. They have to go forward. Because it's the only way they can stay in opulence and in their positions of, you know, ultimate power. They can't reverse themselves in any way.
One of the things people need to know,
even if they wanted to,
is that gold is just a shiny metal that's yellow. It looks like the sun. It goes back to Egyptian days. It's just a metal. It's nothing precious about it. It's you can see a reflection in it.
Just the fact that it lasts so long.
Yeah, but
unscathed,
I mean,
it doesn't rust or anything
pewter,
like that. That's
so
why it's. Well, I'm just saying that's why it's so revered is because of its staying power. You know, over thousands of years, it still stays
the
same.
Yeah, well, who's going to be around 1,000 years to appreciate their gold coin? but the point is.
From a monetary sense, that's why it's so revered as money itself, because it, you know,
it's
one of the only metals.
Yeah, but it's all digital
anyway,
so.
Right.
What I'm trying to get
I know
is
a lot of people
are
that are into silver and gold, you know, physical and silver gold.
I'm trying to discredit that, because if people start turning to precious metals as a source of. Money. As money instead of in lieu of these paper fucking IOUs, all of that money will end up back at the Rothschilds anyways. and then there will be no more silver or gold in currency.
Right.
And that's what they want. They want us all to melt down all our fucking teeth and our fucking, you know, our silver set and dining room set and everything so that we can buy food. And it goes to the bank, and then it goes to Rothschilds. It's all fucking garbage.
Right.
We need another currency. We need another, I would say, the pot leaf or seeds or, you know, something.
Or just labor.
Or just labor. If you can keep track of labor and tally it up and credits or, you know, that would make sense.
Where in that
there's
sense,
there's got to be a world body that comes together.
Labor just totally eliminates all currencies. You don't need it. I work for you, you work for me. You know, I build you a barn, you give me, you know, corn and vegetables, you know, and everybody lives. You know,
right,
what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
And you don't need currency at all. It eliminates it.
Well, yeah.
It totally, you know, flanks it. So if you want to go along those lines, you should just make it labor and or, you know, natural resources. You know, like you said, like seeds and water, you know, then things like that become really important and, you know, precious. And then people would take care
of,
you know, their water.
There's lots of barter and trading sites that deal with this. But remember also these corporations, meanwhile, while all this is happening, they're going to be looting the resources, the corporations, these fuckers.
Well, they're looting the resources anyway.
They're going to do it extra.
This is the thing. They're doing it anyway, you know. I mean, it doesn't matter. Everybody's always looting the resources.
These corporations need to fall. And the these Walmarts and shit, everything in those stores is from China.
Right.
You know, start banning Walmarts and, you know, go back to
mom and pop. I never shopped
in
one in my life, and I never will.
Well, there you go. I only went because I had to.
Right. Well, there you go. They made it to where you had to because they killed all the mom and pop stores.
Yeah.
By selling stuff from China
that
they couldn't compete with. And that's their whole plan.
So if civilization crumbles, what happens is this same scenario comes into play, even if it's a nuke strike or a world war. No money is the same idea.
Mm-hmm.
Soon people will be starving. The electricity will go out. You can't buy any food. People start eating each other. The best place to be is like somewhere far fucking away in a forest and living off Mother Nature.
Mm-hmm.
So the earth will cleanse itself.
Yeah.
You see how that works?
Yeah.
It's fucking brutal.
Absolutely.
And I've been warning against this for a long time. Like, people, you know, you got to wake up. You got to get ready. You got to do stuff. You got to.
Yeah.
And some people
have to be informed.
I know they did. Huh?
And it's hilarious. I put the post up on my page and only two people liked it. It's like, you know, the world's ready to collapse and everybody still, you know, doesn't give a shit.
Posting memes about the fucking Charleston shooter.
Right.
Yeah, it's fucking sad. We got 15 more minutes. Do you want to talk or do you want to let it go?
Yeah, my phone's beeping. It's ready to die.
All right, let's cut it off. All right, so thanks for listening, and take care, John. Have a good day.
You too, James. Take care.
All right, bye.
Bye.